Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about cancer of the cervix. Amma was 45 years old. Amma and a friend were discussing cervical cancer. The reason is they both had a friend who had just died of cervical cancer. This friend of theirs was about 48 years old. The friend had developed some vaginal bleeding and went to see a doctor in the local hospital. There, she had an examination of her cervix. During that examination, they did a biopsy of the cervix and then sent it to the laboratory. When the results came back, they showed she had cervical cancer. Amma's friend underwent surgery where many of her female organs were removed, and then she had chemotherapy and radiation therapy. However, because her disease was so advanced, there was little that could be done to help her. She died about 18 months after the cancer was diagnosed. Both of them wondered if they had cervical cancer and about cervical cancer in Africa. They did not know a lot about cervical cancer. They went to a doctor friend of theirs who was also a gynecologist and asked her about cervical cancer. The doctor told them that cervical cancer was not very common in Africa, but was rising due to the increased amounts of sexual transmitted diseases. They asked if there were symptoms, which could have been picked up earlier, and the doctor told them, really, no. This is the important thing about cervical cancer. It is a silent killer. Cervical cancer has few symptoms until it is more advanced. If that is the case, then what should one do to pick it up earlier? The doctor told Amma and her friend that there is a test called the Pap smear. This test is used in many places in the world, but not used so much in Africa. This test can be done yearly on the women from the ages of 20 to 65. This test can pick up cervical cancer very early, before it is very advanced, and then can be treated early. How is this done, they wanted to know. Amma and her friend also wanted to know why women in Africa do not do more pap smears. The doctor told her that there are two primary reasons. First, the cost of screening tests of pap smears are a lot for Africans. Second is the fact that till now, cervical cancer rates in Africa have been low, and many women would not think it is a good use of money to screen for cervical cancer in this manner. As Amma and her friend also learned, early cancer screening with a pap smear saved a lot of money in the long run. Their friend, which had died from cervical cancer, had to spend a lot of her money on doctor bills, hospital bills, and expensive chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Amma and her friend also wanted to know how come sexually transmitted diseases could cause more problems. The doctor told them that the sexually transmitted diseases could cause a chronically inflamed area on the cervix, which over time can become cancer. Thus, with the rise in sexually transmitted diseases in Africa, the incidence of cervical cancer will rise. The suffering her friend went through with the cervical cancer and the increased incidence in the sexually transmitted diseases and with it the increased amount of cervical cancer bothered Amma a lot. She wondered if there was an answer to this. What did life mean with so much suffering for an individual? She knew her friend had suffered a lot. Even though people did not talk of or think much about life after death, her friend's death caused Amma to think about this more. She had been such a close friend. Amma recalled that a friend of hers had told her several years ago about Jesus Christ. She also recalled she had given her a book about him, and she thought she still had that book. She looked through some boxes and found that book, which was called The Bible. In the front of the book, her friend had written some books and verses to look at. She looked at these verses. The first one was, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. She recalled that her friend, a believer in Jesus Christ, had told her that sin was going against God, against what his plans for us were. Amma did believe she did wrong, but just went on not thinking about it. The second sentence was, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. The verse was clear that the result of sin is dying. This is just what happened to her friend. Plus, from the former verse, she came to see that all people have done wrong. She certainly agreed with this, as she knew of no one who had not done at least one thing wrong. It was the second part of this verse that really got Amma's attention. That is, the part about the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a promise! Eternal life, not eternal nothingness or eternal death. This was something to really think about. Plus, it was more something she did not have to earn. It was a gift. Then she read the next verse listed. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no man can boast." Ephesians 2:8-9. Amma and her friend wanted, though, to know more about cervical cancer and the treatment of cervical cancer. The doctor of theirs told them that cervical cancer was certainly best treated by prevention. Prevention like the pap smear. In fact, there really was not any other type of prevention tests besides the pap smear. But this was so important. If the cervical cancer can be picked up early from the pap smear, then it can be cured. Also, most women after 65 years of age do not have cervical cancer. It just does not exist after the age of 65. Advanced cervical cancer is not so much treated. A woman having the cervix removed with the uterus best treats it. Then most women have either chemotherapy or radiation therapy. Some have both. Certainly, all of these three treatments, that is, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy, have a lot of side effects and discomfort. Amma had seen all of these in her friend who had died from cervical cancer. Amma's friend was weak from the surgery for several weeks and then immediately started on chemotherapy. This left her nauseated and very weak, and she lost most of her hair from her head. The radiation therapy also left her weak and nauseated, and because the radiation was towards her cervix, it also affected her bowels and left her with some nausea. Then, towards the end of her life, her friend had a lot of pain from the cancer, which was hard to control. Why did she have to suffer so much? Amma had read a lot from the Bible and read this verse, which gave her a lot of comfort. "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:28-39. This was a very powerful promise, not only for Amma, but also for anyone. All God's purposes, even if at the time we think they are bad, serve God's purposes of good. Plus, God gave us His only Son to save us from our sins. We know that our sins separate us from God, and that Jesus Christ causes us to have a bridge so that we can cross over to God and have eternal life. Amma really wanted to have this type of love, which would not only comfort her now, but also allow her to have eternal life with God. She wondered how she could have this type of love. She knew that the friend who gave her the Bible lived in a distant city, but she did not know if she could contact her. All she had was an address. She wrote this friend and gave her telephone number and address. A week later, this friend called her and talked with her on the phone about Jesus Christ and answered many questions. She told her of another verse in the Bible. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Amma wanted this peace. She asked her friend how she could have this peace. Her friend told her that she must accept Jesus as her personal Savior and Lord. But how was she to do this? Her friend told her of another verse in the Bible which explained how to accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord. It stated, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." Romans 10:9-10. Amma's friend explained that to be saved from our sins and have eternal life, we must confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. That is, that He is the Lord of the universe, and also that He died for our sins on the cross, so we would not have to bear these sins. We must also believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead. This resurrection from the dead shows that God has power over death, which sin causes. If we believe these two things, then we will be saved. Amma wanted to have the salvation and the peace and love, which went with it. Her friend prayed with her this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have done wrong and that I have sinned against you. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and that He later rose from the dead and lives even now. I ask that Jesus Christ come into my life and save me from my sins. After praying this prayer with a friend, Amma was filled with peace of heart and mind, which she had never had before. She now had eternal life and a full life now with Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.